roasting fat vegetarians. Holla! Thank you very much! Why are fat vegetarians so pathetic? Is it their dumpy physique, droopy eyes, or inflated sense of self-worth because they're still pastier than a formula baby under house arrest post-COVID? Holla! Thank you very much! Does a meat-free diet make your complexion look a tad less oily? Yes! But fat vegetarians, not so much. Knowing they're added layers of blubber way down any glow-filled glint to their step. Come rain or shine, Sinatra shines again. Thank you very much! But how do fat vegetarians get so fat exactly? It isn't from turkey meatballs served on toothpicks. From Mark Wahlberg's personal chef. So what's preventing good intention vegetarians from feeling better about their humane promoting diets despite it making their pale, icky, round faces look like murky, grayish, shaved elephant balls? From personal experience, double IPAs inhaled in rapid succession doesn't help. Nor does frying up Beyond Meat burgers and butter whenever you want because you're taking a break from drinking double IPAs during the work week again. And this is before you decide to refrain from Beyond Meat burgers when you realize that four-eyed fuck Bill Gates laughs during interviews at the prospect of denying Social Security to the unvaccinated deplorables. Holla! Thank you very much! Also, the over-reliance on cheese in your average fat vegetarian's diet stems from the lack of eating options at the bar, which is limited to jalapeno poppers, french fries, and French onion soup. So chances are you'll be inhaling an eggplant roll and a grandma's slice from your local pizzeria far after 10 p.m., which is a big no-no in Ryan Reynolds' book. According to Men's Journal, favorite pinup to paste inside your gym locker year after year, an eggplant roll alone is 456 calories, which eating after 10 slows your metabolism to a screeching halt, wiping out your combined calorie loss from your past 2 days on the Peloton, which isn't getting your body into tip-top shape. Meghan McCain is screwed regardless. Holla! Thank you very much! And this diet is definitely not getting you into Woody Harrelson shape on the set of Natural Born Killers either. Did you know that cheddar cheese possesses 7 times more fat content than a bite of a chicken breast? Ryan Seacrest's daily diet of egg whites, chicken breast wraps isn't so easy to disparage with such rock-solid, self-righteous, all-knowing glee so much anymore, is it? That's a humongous reason why fat vegetarians should consider giving the kosher-tarian diet a chance. Can I get a holla? For the original rock and roll stay-at-home dad, who actually had gold records under his belt for watching the wheels. Holla! Thank you very much! Understand, most vegetarians are vegetarians for humanity purposes. Even more so than the healthier heart aspect to it. Because more people are still dying of heart attacks and strokes and car-related accidents and slipping their fat asses on the ice, or dying because they have no fucking lives anymore and they're scared of getting COVID. All these reasons! People eat healthy so they don't die of heart-related disease, which is the biggest killer in our country, besides our fake news media and this complete crazed last-minute push to get COVID shots so we can rejoin society, which I think we've all learned the past year and a half is extremely overrated. Holla! Trump lives. Trump won. Thank you very much. So again, most vegetarians are vegetarians for humanity purposes, even more so than the healthier aspect of it, allegedly. Because the same vegetarians have zero problem taking more hits from their old school glass bong singing, "Gotta have Kaya now! Gotta have Kaya now!" Because tripping on acid and COVID masks outside will make me feel like I'm trapped in the middle of a biological war for my soul, man. Holla! Molly Lives, tough gong in the house. Thank you very much! So, the kosheritarian diet should appeal to the fat vegetarian within us all. Obviously, it doesn't apply to Meghan McCain because she obviously swallowed like 8 million of those vegetarians already just for breakfast. Holla! Thank you very much! So the kosheritarian diet should appeal to the fat vegetarian within us all because all kosher meat is sliced up with a shalef knife designed to kill Ben and Jerry's cows on the spot with one seamless motion by cutting through their jugular veins, which eliminates any painful, drawn-out death. Just think the opposite of Saw 1 through 7 or being forced to watch The View with Meghan McCain against your will, your eyes glued open in a sick, twisted version remake of Clockwork Orange. Holla! Thank you very much! Also, the kosheritarian diet forces vegetarians to get creative without the use of cheese involving kosher chicken breast meals, which forbid the mixing of dairy and meat, such as the time I made a cheeseless quesadilla with diced up chicken breasts cooked on the grill, later sauteed in high-grade, cold-pressed, extra virgin olive oil, always the best, on top of caramelized sweet red peppers and red onion, in addition to peeled-off slices of garlic and generous sprinklings of kosher salt and fresh ground peppercorns for extra peppy pop. After one bite is reimagined, chicken quesadilla, the urge to drop your customary shredded mounds of spicy pepper jack on top of the diced up chicken breast between the fried up flour tortillas dissipates faster than Dominion employee profile pages on LinkedIn after Sidney Powell threatened to release the Kraken after election night before it became official around the world, that being the official day when democracy universally died. Holla! I don't like to give it a holla. Just making a fucking point. Thank you very much! Another night, I used the same batch of leftover chicken breast chicken. Diced up some more. Made a pesto out of basil. Pecans! Southern lovin'. Having a blast! Holla! Love you, Katie King. Thank you very much! Garlic, kosher salt, and olive oil. Mixed with a scrumptious parpaioli pasta. Bada bing! Holla! Dice lives! Thank you very much! While topping it with some thinly sliced cherry tomatoes on top. Bada bing! For some needed color and cooler texture contrast to transform this dish into some big time summer loving, having over the top blast on top of your beautiful 36D scrumptious breast. Katie King, another reason to love you so much from top to bottom. Holla! Thank you very much! Again, topping this pesto pappardelle with some thinly sliced cherry tomatoes on top for some much-needed color and cooler texture contrast to transform this dish into some big-time summer loving, having a blast with the entire house to myself, with my wife and three kids in Delaware for Baba Camp for a pleasant change of pace. Baba Camp being my wife having to spend her own fucking money for a slip and slide because they had all fucking years to prepare. And so far, my in-laws have paid more money for doggy daycare than they have for their three grandchildren combined. But they're the giving, charitable, loving Christians who do Eucharist behind my fucking back. Got it. Holla! God, cursing for emphasis. I know you feel me. Thank you very much! Who needs meat lasagna when you can follow Martha Stewart's lead and perfect your version of Mexican lasagna without having to get too carried away with the cheese distribution ploppage in the process? Especially when you use baked corn tortillas as the base while stacking a couple of layers of sauteed black beans, bam! Red onions and jalapeno peppers, bam! Emerald Lives. Holla! Thank you very much! with your homemade cherry tomato-based salsa, encasing the entire dish with a wall of impenetrable, impossible-to-resist cilantro speck flavor, making it hard for you to separate from your plate if La Bamba is on HBO without the use of on-demand cloud technology. For old time's sake, can I get a holla for Bourdain Lives? And for Bourdain, I like to believe the depths of my soul, whenever do a fucking sellout Gordon Ramsay, I'm going to act all nice and humane and not be the fucking charming asshole that I am. Ha! You don't have enough fucking money already? Thank you very much! He's got really cute kids, though. Gordon Ramsay, I shouldn't be completely shitting on you knowing that you're the like last person that I could send the coaster and comedian to. That's not a Christian lit agent who can't handle my over-the-top, in-your-face, extra-Jewy, edgy personality. Holla! Thank you very much! Plus, again, child separation is overrated. I mean, look how Jay-Z turned out! Holla! Thank you very much! And if Coco never got separated from his parents, he never would have become a miniature Los Lobos in the making. I know, making fun of a cartoon fictional character storyline is worse than Carlos Santana claiming President Trump, still our president, has dark energy, despite Hillary being the best-selling voodoo doll in Haiti year after year. Plus, still our President Trump doesn't need to take acid to see who's full of shit, Carlos. Holla! Thank you very much! So what's my overriding takeaway message? Besides completely eliminating any shot of white-collar employment ever again, unless I come out as a gender-fluid blogger who dressed up like fucking Bobby Doll from Poison during my Zoom interviews, what's my point besides that? Outside of turning off every lit agent imaginable who like to pretend hide and bite in when fair and square? Over the man who made ball busting great again? Simple! Eat more kosher chicken breast-based meals and give the kosheritarian diet a chance. Megan McCain, you're a lost cause, obviously. Have fun, you know, dressing up as like the plus-size fucking Gumby at the Thanksgiving Day Parade. Holla! Thank you very much! And nothing is worse than being a fat vegetarian. Besides being a fat cokehead who decides to graduate to fucking heroin in his 40s. For some bacock reason. Who lacks total self-awareness or shame by blaming their consistent decade-long constant stomach pains all of a sudden on Landa Lakes. Holla! For this comedic train being bound for glory. And for killing COVID, 3 comedy records. This day in already. Holla! Thank you very much! The last self-loving Jewish New Yorker. Not to marry Gentiles. Deuteronomy. 3 unplanned kids later with my Gentile wife. It's a little late for that, Lord. Sorry. I never mastered the art of the pump fake. I did marry the mother of my 3 kids under a hoopah built by my hippie bud Marshall from Ithaca College. Despite him refusing to acknowledge my 20 comedy records that I sent him links to, but I'll give him a pass because the hoopah was a divine-powered gift from you-know-who. And, Lord, you know who I'm talking about. Ithaca College, right? Cornell's retarded next-door neighbor. I even had Jewish naming ceremonies for 3 of my kids that my in-laws still don't know about because I don't have some boring headhunter job to get fired from in a day next. According to my wife. And as you know, I had those Jewish naming ceremonies for 3 of my kids. My last one being for my lucky number 3. Samuel Teddy Yitzhak Kornbluth. Because I love the story of 100-year-old Sarah. Despite my mother insisting this was a myth in front of my kids. Hope you could forgive my mother, Lord, for being an unhuggable, passive-aggressive C-word in that instance. I only wish that was the only one. Holla! Thank you very much! But yeah, so I love the story of 100-year-old Sarah getting knocked up well past her expiration date, like Sarah Silverman 10 years ago. Holla! Buddy Hackett lives. Thank you very much! I at least outgrew my truly tasteless jokes phase at sleepaway camp in Kent, Connecticut. Kind of. Despite me needing the comedic relief, knowing I was the second worst athlete after the Sheik's son from Great Neck, and had to endure the insufferable elitism of the blah breath kid from Dalton on the Upper East Side, who thought reading a book on Jim Morrison at 15 was the height of deep, probing thought. And there's no way he tasted good, Ben Shapiro and Jeff Bezos included. Holla! Thank you very much! And then you had that kid, you had the freckle-faced stork who read op-eds by Peggy Noonan, how Reagan wouldn't be anybody without her writing his aw shucks smile-inducing witticisms, because he was just an over-the-hill, pretty-faced yokel from Northern Cal who looked good on a horse. Holla! Thank you very much! If stand-up great Bill Hicks wasn't impressed with Reagan's speaking prowess, then Reagan must have been a zero-talent dope, with or without Peggy Noonan pushing for him to name our space missile defense system Star Wars over Space Force instead. Trump lives. Holla! Thank you very much! I'll get to the point now, Lord. I broke my kosher diet streak of 4 months at a gastropub in Port Chester, New York, 1 hour before seeing the legendary pop rock band Cheap Trick with my wife for Valentine's Day, and I feel awful about it. Sick to my stomach, really. I don't care how scrumptious my wife's shrimp and grits were on the duck roll, wrapped and fried in paper-thin wonton paper, stuffed with the most non-sour, pungent, highly delectable shreds of sauerkraut nestled inside each bite from Gentile served heaven. Holla! Paula Deen lives, kind of. Thank you very much! It all started. By the way, what's the name of her new clothing line? Plantation Nation? Holla! Thank you very much! It all started my Gentile wife, originally hailing from Brisbane, Australia, urging me to try one bite of her shrimp and grits, knowing full well I've been a proud beneficiary. Back to my Gentile wife, Gentile means non-Jew, for pushing me. So you don't have to like look up Judaism 101 for dummies to follow me. Holla! Thank you very much! But back to my Gentile wife pushing me to take a bite out of her shrimp and grits. I wouldn't say I feel like she's trying to too hard sell me on the level of like still giving the passion a shot after all these years. Knowing my younger brother broke his Mel Gibson movie strike and rushed to see Apocalypto opening weekend. No, I wouldn't say my wife's repeated attempts to make me try her succulent, forbidden Gulf shrimp felt like total overkill. But her big bulging eyes became more enraged the more I resisted a bite out of her deveined, broth-rich, fleshy, chunky cooked morsel of Southern Love accentuated shrimp. Forrest and Jenny forever! Forrest Gump! Gump! Lives. Holla! Thank you very much! Dave Chappelle turned that role. So much for him being the freaking genius that he is. Holla! Thank you very much! I know you're the one and only true God who I worship with all my fighting, loving, funny man heart. Still, the Capitol Theater has been a tremendous source of joy for me, starting with seeing the final Grateful Dead show there, the Osama cast from Soldier Field. There's an old school dear friend from high school, Ari Geller, making me feel like I was at the actual concert in Chicago, along with every other over-the-hill baby boomer who loves to name drop celebrities they bump into at dead shows like the famed Bill Walton to feel cooler by association. Holla! Thank you very much! Truth is, Cheap Trick rocks out way harder than the Grateful Dead. They're twice as melodic on most songs, explaining why they're called the American Beatles for a reason. Plus, being a big Deadhead, sell this guy, I searched online for some recent Cheap Trick set lists. Give me the distinct impression they were going to replicate almost the entire set of Cheap Trick at Budokan, which is a legendary live album that will transform the most hardened Gen X adult today into a true believer of the kick-ass restorative powers by hearing live, rambunctious, soul man blasting rock and roll. Sam and Dave and Blues Brothers Live. Holla! Thank you very much. So, my wife, that being the Gentile one, because I don't live in fucking France, or I'm not a Mormon, I don't have multiple ones, unfortunately, just urged me to try one bite of a shrimp, implying it's Valentine's Day, and we're on a date. Well, my mother was in town to babysit her three kids, which is a biannual production, so I should feel morally obligated to relish my Gentile-blessed, Jesus-approved shrimp and grits, more than growing closer to God through sticking to my kosherian diet every day. Yeah, yeah, yeah! Chicago lives again. Holla! Thank you very much! And I especially have to stick to the diet, the kosherian diet. You're like, I don't have to do any of the slaughtering or blood draining of cows myself. Still, as I heard, and my stone, semi-paranoid head at the time was, come on, come on, try the shrimp and grits already, you uppity, fake news, believing Jew. Then, I started to justify why taking a bite wouldn't be the end of the world. It's like, some married couples in Miami Beach go to swinging clubs on Valentine's Day, so our thing could be my wife force-feeding me shrimp and andouille sausage, but having me act like I love it. Florida, gotta love it. And DeSantis, we trust. Thank you very much for all the talk of his chosen people being the pushy ones, Lord. I don't feel Gentiles get enough credit for being just as guilty of this charge, if not more blatantly worse. And I'll take the Crusades 1 through 9,000 for 500. Alex, holla! Thank you very much! So knowing my mom was in town to babysit our three bundles of sunshine, and my wife had gotten his ticket to see Funny Man Father Status just yet. Still, when we got to the Capitol Theater on the main floor to see Cheap Trick blow the roof off the building, I lost my airy, spiritually elevated lift as of late. Granted, the fries, duck roll, vanilla bean porter, followed by an anchor steam on tap, for old time's sake, before they assumed the stage, didn't help. But we had a great time together at the show, Lord, until she started fucking paying attention to her Instagram feed and pictures of the kids, a Cheap Trick. Not very rock and roll, if you ask me. Holla! Thank you very much! But outside that, we go closer for a bit. Despite her nudge, playing a slight role in me veering me away from your Moses-transmitted commandments. And deep down, I know your main concern for us chosen people marrying Gentiles is the fear of them driving ourselves away from you, Lord. Because the odds of raising our children Jewish fall dramatically in half, especially when our wives refuse to convert to Judaism because they don't believe your Jewish putz embedded DNA is the end all to the be all or worth ditching Jesus at the curb either. Holla! Thank you very much! But again, my Gentile Australian wife, have I broken the record yet, was cool with Jewish naming ceremonies for all three of my kids, which not every Gentile would. So I'm not going to freak out over this Gentile terror alert moment just yet. Still, my beautiful, super funny, ultra-chill wife at times from the land down under also made me potato lockies from scratch for Hanukkah with Parmesan, which does wonders in addition to making me a kosher matzo ball soup using a real-life kosher chicken for the stock, despite it being a veggie-loving, practicing pescatarian 99% of the time back in the day. It's been proven to me that my Gentile wife is capable of seeing through kosher-loving eyes. Even Kid Rock will give my wife an amen on that one, and I'll say it again. I said amen! Kid Rock lives. Kid Rock, you want to get back to me again? I'm sending you, like, comedy gold. I know I've only sent you, like, two comedy records in total now, but I'll send you Hair Metal Comedian. If I don't hear back from you then, you're off the list, too. Ha! Thank you very much! Still love your music. Tom Petty on the radio! Holla! Thank you very much! More importantly, the night where I said goodnight to my kosher diet and hello to intermarriage peer pressure, 44 years old, was more of a direct result of me not respecting your law for the night versus fearing my wife's semi-pushy wrath, which I didn't want to ruin Cheap Trick 43 years after they caused a tsunami of teenage shriekish joy at Budokan in Tokyo. Japan back in the day, which I wanted to experience on my own, live in person, without having to rock the Hello Kitty purse in the process. Holla! Thank you very much! Abandoning my kosher diet for a night for Cheap Trick was a shame. It still taught me how much I need your love, Lord, which requires me to make you the center of my universe instead of the reverse. I should have shown your dietary laws as much love as my love of not wanting my wife to ruin Cheap Trick for me on Valentine's Day. I must surrender shrimp and grits because I want you to love me back twice as much for making you feel like the center of my universe instead of Cheap Trick. As much as they rocked out with such divine-powered authority as they assumed the stage and sang, "Come on, come on, holla! Thank you very much!" Comedy control rules. Holla! Thank you very much! A light zero wind-up smack on the bum only goes so far. After your son bites his big sister. Afterward, I say, "Arthur, fart in your sister's face, burp into her armpit, headbutt her cerebellum, but no more biting. No more, no more!" Aerosmith lives. Holla! Toys in the attic, baby. Thank you very much! My son's post-traumatic teary whimpers subside. But this stay-at-home comedian was just getting warmed up. Minutes later, my four-year-old son at the time draws inspiration from Jewish pride incarnate, the Hebrew hammer, and draws a star David on our bathroom wall upstairs. Mom is at work at the hospital. First I scream, "Arthur, are you freaking kidding me?" But then I use comedy to subdue my rage and guard the remainder of our evening from complete disorder in the house. Warren Zevon lives. Holla! The doors are flying off the hinges! Holla! Thank you very much! Arthur, you freaking kidding me? But then I use comedy to subdue my pissed off Aries hot rage and guard the remainder of our evening. Turned to a complete debacle, buzzkill of biblical proportions. I said, "You just wanted to draw, Arthur? I thought you were competing for the Maccabee Tagging Olympics." Of course, my three kids had no idea what the hell tagging meant. But through my use of comedy, I was able to lighten the mood and regain a semblance of control over my red-hot, Aries, pissed-off emotion. Holla! Aerosmith lives again. Thank you very much! I parked outside my son's school for pre-K this morning. One of his teachers, Miss Russo, helped him out of the car. Before she does, Arthur flashes bouncing Gimmel robot dreidel. Miss Russo stares at Arthur's Gimmel robot dreidel, total bewilderment, like she just spotted a Guido in Cancun without a tan line. Holla! For the original metrosexual pioneers of their day. Boo-shakalaka! Love the Kenny Necklace look. Thank you very much! Then, Miss Russo said, "What's that? Whatever it is, you could put in your cubby, you dirty heeb. Holla! Thank you very much! Separate him with the other unvaccinated fucking kikes. Thank you very much!" Meanwhile, I'm thinking, would she say the same thing if Arthur brought Jesus Apostle trading cards to share? Holla! Lenny Bruce lives. Thank you very much! But I didn't say anything in order to calm my anger and Miss Russo's grossed out, perplexed reaction to what Gimmel, Robot Dreidel, represented. I mean, you would think all of a sudden she had nothing but circumcised, beautiful Hebrew national schlongs jammed down her face nonstop, and then all of a sudden she was presented with the Gentile, non-circumcised, fucking inchworm under the sleeping bag look. Holla! For chipping away at the stone. Chipping away! Chipping away at the stone! Holla! Thank you very much! So, Miss Russo's grossed out, perplexed reaction to what Gimmel Robot Dreidel represented. I wrote these jokes below to channel my post-processing rage and her confused befuddlement, making fun of my obvious Jewish paranoia that grows more each day And I don't want to say, yeah, because it's fucking depressing and annoying. Holla! Jewish parents, like me, being accused of being too cheap for only getting 8 ho-hum gifts, which combined together never amount to the majestic might of a BB gun or a Denise Richards and nothing but polar bear fur for Christmas. Before Charlie Sheen gave her more than HPV. Just a joke. Holla! Thank you very much! In case you're wondering, we got each of our 3 kids a big kahuna gift. Plus, the other 7 gifts for each kids weren't chopped liver either. These are a couple of new Hanukkah joke letter uppers, fresh off the press. Aren't you blessed that I came up with? Me instructing my son how to avoid any anti-Semitic triggered aftermath at school. Arthur, when you bring your Gimel robot dreidel to pre-K, make sure that when your Gentile classmates ask what Gimel means, you don't say, give me all your money, because we control all the world banks, even the ones in the North Pole too. Holla! Hebrew Hammer strikes again. Thank you very much! For Christmas, I'm not banking on getting more Black Champion socks for my mother-in-law. My wife works Christmas Eve this year, so we won't spend a white Christmas in Delaware, because postage is more expensive than to send the socks themselves. Holla! Thank you very much! As you can see, comedy control rules, because it allows anyone the opportunity to rewrite the narrative to their own liking. Comedy control rules, because you're able to capture the cheapness of your mother-in-law and get in the last laugh. If you're lucky enough to have children, you must always serve Lady Laugh with all your sarcastic, silly-minded, over-the-top might. And who gives a fuck if the editor of the Good Man Project doesn't care for satire? She's a lonely, miserable, joyless, buzzkill fucking wench. She'd never get anyone excited in her presence ever. Holla! Never met her, but I'm just assuming. Holla! Thank you very much! Screw other people's kids. Your own children's laughs will light up your heart like no other. When your children laugh, you beam with happiness. Like when the stripper in Montreal didn't charge you for 2 lap dances after you bribed the DJ to play the Allman Brothers 22-minute whipping post from the Fillmore East. Holla! Bernie Madoff lives again. Thank you very much! Comedian Victor Borge said, laughter is the shortest distance between 2 people. So, if you're not born naturally hilarious, nobody is unless you're Ronnie, force yourself, or any of my 3 kids, holla! Thank you very much! Force yourself to take an improv class at Second City and get out of your head already. Who cares if you say something stupid or weird? You're going to tell me bloggers for BuzzFeed who reported on imaginary golden shower parties involving Trump while breathlessly reporting on Russian collusion tales with less legs than Lieutenant Dan were ever smarter or more morally grounded than you were? And Trump hiring a bunch of Russian hookers to pee on each other in front of him makes completely no sense because he's a notorious germaphobe. And Trump could always hire a bunch of Ivanka lookalikes to pee on each other at his hotel in D.C. whenever he likes. Holla! Plus, you're going to tell me that he couldn't convince Melania to talk dirty to him in Slovenian while sporting a mink hat from Spies Like Us? Holla! Thank you very much! So, those hack fuckwads from BuzzFeed aren't smarter or morally grounded than you are ever. I don't think so. That's like asking if Kevin Hart is funnier than Chris Rock. And that doesn't make me a Kevin Hart hater. Just makes me a short on lap spectator like the rest. Holla! Thank you very much! Kevin Hart withdrew from the Oscars because Obama called Jay-Z to tell him Michelle prefers Ellen. Despite him being good friends with W, because she's pro-Bush in more ways than one. Holla! Thank you very much! But how exactly, like, what do they share in common exactly, Ellen and W? Like, how do they spend time together? Do they invite over Michelle for a game of Operation Pre-Gender Reassignment Edition? Holla! Thank you very much! I wonder if Chris Rock is pissed at Kevin Hart for never seeking out his hosting advice. Still, Kevin Hart is no Chris Rock. Lady Laugh is love supreme. Rain on me, who lives. Holla, thank you very much. Kevin Hart actually backed out of hosting the Oscars because of some tweet he had about, if I found out my son was gay, he would hit the dollhouse over his head, something like blatantly like stupid and hacky like that. But yeah, that was the reason. That wasn't the main reason why he quit hosting the Oscars. The main reason was that he wanted to downplay his comedy making ties to the hip hop gay mafia. Holla! Thank you very much! Jim Morrison said, the media controls the mind. The beauty of fatherhood is you get to control the mic. You're the biggest megaphone in the house. So don't play it safe or defer to your children like know-it-all hipster hacks from Portland, Maine. Own the room or they'll own you. Assert your manhood. You're the star creator, and this makes you superior to the mere hipster cynic critic in us all. Vulture, I'm talking to you. Holla! Thank you very much! That's why Adam Sandler needs to host the Oscars eventually. Sometime. Anyone out there? Mueller! What did Mueller teach us again? When he testified in front of Congress? Oh yeah, he only parts his hair with that good old-fashioned elbow grease while singing, get a haircut and get a real job, George Thorogood and the Destroyers Live. Holla! Get him in the Rock Hall already. Thank you very much! We need Sandler, the Sandman, the Golden Jew. Sounds a lot better than the Sandman, no offense. Nor the successful comedian has engendered as much bile-lace critic jealousy than show me your cock and ball Sandler. Sandler's host equals Oscar Gold. He's a Sog and Joke guy. Plus his $100 million films keep the lights on in Hollywood. So can the Golden Jew add this Oscar hosting feather to his cap already? Despite the fact that Jimmy Kimmel's completely fucking depreciated any sort of prestige and honor that the Academy Awards once held. Holla! Thank you very much! Adam Sandler can even joke in his Oscars monologue, but him hosting the Oscars is his Stop Looking at Me swan song. Comedy control rules. I prove it every day, and my three fuss-free kids, the majority of the time, are living proof of it. Holla! Thank you very much! Flax seeds are off the list, honestly. Do it all dad advice. Son, never tell a girl to hold it. Asking politely, can you please hold it? Work in your favor, though. Holla! The unholy father. Thank you very much! Seeing home, watching the doors of my kids, and regretting it immediately. Do it all dad. Aren't those canals in Venice Beach cool? Son, I want to live there. Do it all dad. It's become a giant 10th Street, sponsored by REI. Moonlight drives are no longer as scenic. Tripping on acid there can get ugly real fast. Think Meghan McCain with no makeup on while looking for a lost Cheeto in her belly button. Holla! Thank you very much! Joe Biden, Mr. Groper, skinny dipping in his Delaware State home, surrounded by Secret Service detail. Told you I was bigger than Boogie Border. Holla! Thank you very much! When LeBron lost this year, knocked out in the first round, do you think Obama scurried down to his man cave in Martha's Vineyard to find his secret stash of almond joys hid behind a giant box of duct tape from Costco? Joan Lives. Holla! Love you, babe. Thank you very much! Explaining the MAGA hat to my kids. The hat represents unapologetic pride and American exceptionalism. In other words, it's a huge middle finger directed at every sore loser, anarchy-supporting, democracy, disintegrating, piece of shit, made the past 5 years a living hell for fucking dinner parties and beyond. Holla! For preaching the gospel a long time. Thank you very much! Seeing car, do it all dead. 500 podcast downloads in one day means the Do It All Daddier podcast is bound for glory. No other young voice out there can compete. Daughter, nobody from Generation Z hosts a podcast about being an unemployed comedian. Holla! Boom shakalaka. Thank you very much. Unplanned. Favorites. In the house. Do it all, Dad. Seen at the deli. Deli guy. I tried to invent an applesauce dispenser so I could get paid to hang out with my children more. Do it all, Dad. I bet your shoulders don't collapse when your son hugs you on his birthday. Holla! Thank you very much! The shoe salesman, son. I used to dress like you. The dapper, 17-year-old shoe salesman, says, at the Nordstrom located in the Westchester in the White Plains, New York. Baby boomer grandpa replies, actually, that's why I'm here. I live in Scottsdale, Arizona now with my wife. I don't mind the heat, plus everything's very casual in Arizona, so I never feel compelled to dress up anymore either, which includes my wife, too. She didn't even bother brushing her teeth the one time we had a whole year to get ready for our first Skype call with the grandchildren. I could literally see my wife's Dunkin' Donuts coffee breath fog up the screen during our chat. Me, I'm still sporting the same pair of ashy tennis slacks from 86, according to my firstborn. What's the point in dressing up fancy anymore? Unless we're going out to dine in Arizona for Italian and pretend the food is barely edible again compared to our old haunt off the Grand Concourse in the Bronx, which served the best svelte veal stuffed with prosciutto and a white wine mushroom sauce ever. Now my wife insists she'll let me die alone in the August Arizona sun if I don't stop dressing like a baby boomer bum. It's bad enough how my firstborn calls me a fake news hippie for never visiting the Grand Canyon after living in Arizona for 9 years, despite my Bob Dylan collection being more eclectic than most. The Nordstrom shoe salesman son says, I actually prefer a Dylan's later work on The Tempest, Soon After Midnight, Pay in Blood, Long and Wasted Years, Roll on John, Forget About It. It deserved all 5 stars it got in Rolling Stone. Modern Times wasn't chopped liver either. Working Man's Blues chokes me up a little inside because it makes me think of my dear Dada every time. I never outgrew calling him Dada despite being 17 already. Baby Boomer Grandpa says, my dad never bonded with me over Bob Dylan. He just called me an idiot for struggling with pre-calculus more than my brainier Jewish friends who attended Bronx Science. The shoe salesman's son says, my dad had jammed all the Bob Dylan folklore down my throat ad nauseum. Bob Dylan was a member of the Latin Club in high school. He's an amateur boxer who has a huge mural in his Malibu estate of Jerry Garcia to prove jam bands matter. Holla! Thank you very much! The Grateful Dead did a killer version of Visions of Johanna in addition to refusing Bob Dylan's offer to join the band, which was the height of baby boomer arrogance, never dying. Holla! Thank you very much! Allowing Dylan to tour with them as the opening act after recording an album called Dylan the Dead wasn't enough for Robert Zimmerman from Minnesota because baby boomer arrogance never dies. Got a data. Holla! Thank you very much! Baby Boomer Grandpa says, I never got into the Grateful Dead personally, although seeing them perform with the Allman Brothers and the band at Watkins Glen would have been worth the trip on bad acid for it. Shoe salesman son says, so tell me, why is your wife a chronic pain in the ass again? Refusing to dress up for her these days makes me think you're trying to get back at her for hogging the blankets for the past 50 years or for playing slovenly favorites with your 2 kids. We all know how that turned out. Right, Pops? Yeah, I'm assuming you tell me. I just want to know why dressing up for your golden years, free of financial worry or any nagging subconscious desire to reconnect with your sons on a deeper, more meaningful level, besides trying to convince your firstborn why LeBron is a greater player than Michael Jordan, despite the king of the persecution complex never playing with a broken back like Larry the Legend when he beat Magic's Lakers with the mind melding behind-the-back passes and consistently clutch jump shots, which never looked like line drive chucks either. Holla! Deal with it, Princess Diaries. Thank you very much! Baby Boomer Grandpa says, it's not as if my wife is spending hours getting lost at the local Sephora store to stock up on new makeup items on my behalf either. But if I'm honest with myself, the real reason why I'm not dressing up anymore these days, because I'm an old Jew, it's older than Yiddish, who only got dressed up in the past for synagogue work because I had to. Granted, wearing nice suits to work when I used to work as a VP of sales for a packaging company in Jersey made me feel like hot shit. But that was the 80s before Steve Jobs started rocking the Grandma Jean casual Friday look. I think the Beatles are vastly overrated too, especially compared to the 10 times more rollicking Rolling Stones. Name one rocker by the Beatles which would make your life feel complete if you got to hear the song in person in the 60s. Assuming you never got loud enough for the Fab Four to hear their own voices singing. Yeah, that's what I thought. And Ferris Bueller singing Twist and Shout on a float in the loop of downtown Chicago doesn't count either. And Motley Crue's version of Helter Skelter rocks harder too. America made balls. Holla! Thank you very much! Shoe Salesman says, my dear dad was always more of a John Lennon fan, watching The Wheels and Working Class Hero being his most liked songs by the Liverpool Lip when he used to look after me during my younger stay-at-home pre-K years. Baby Boomer Grandpa says, I never bonded over rock and roll with my dad. I did get my first born to Dylan, though. He even bought his tickets to see Levon Helm, part-time singer and drummer from the band. One of his midnight rambles in Woodstock once. Positive my son snug off into the woods to puff a one-hit or two. It's better than doing more blow and only hearing last call from the bathroom stall, like my youngest, who his big brother calls, a.k.a. Uncle John slash Sir Snort a Lot. Shoe Salesman says, have you gone to any rock concerts together with your firstborn since? Baby Boomer Grandpa says, no, I took him to an Arizona Diamondbacks game in Phoenix once. He talked up a storm as usual, the long-haired lawyer next to us who came for money, I think. I recall the lawyer going out of his way to tell me what an impressive brain my son had, and I thought my acid usage in college resulted in more synapse insulation deterioration than others. Starting that Bob Dylan record review club with my firstborn Joshua wasn't the worst idea he came up with either. I should call him now, don't you think? Shoe Salesman's son says, sure. Unless you want to die a distant father with an aching gash that feels like a corkscrew in your heart that isn't generated from your preferred favorite firstborn yet. Holla! God, please avoid that fucking reality and get the kid in fucking rehab. Unlike Amy. Thank you very much! Obviously, I want Amy to be in rehab too. This is for you too, babe. Thank you very much! Sure, unless you want to die a distant father with an aching gash that feels like a corkscrew in your heart, Bob Dylan lives. Holla! Visions of Johanna forevermore. Thank you very much! My dear dad is no longer a stay-at-home dad, but a big-time comedian now. That's his catchphrase. He uses on his Doodle Dead Year podcast and on stage during his residency in Vegas now, too. That being, can I get a holla? For some holla! Thank you very much! Dad had told me if college doesn't interest me, I could always stay home longer, but get a job in sales that offer commission. So I'd understand the empowering, momentous surge derived from incentivized performance-based jobs, which makes you feel on top of the world, in charge, and large again. Holla! Andre lives. Thank you very much! Baby Boomer, Grandpa says, give me two pairs of those Echo shoes, one in navy, one in white, size 8. Those hipster kicks should tone down my wife's bitching for a bit. Thanks for pressing me to reconnect with my firstborn on a deeper, longer-lasting level this time around. He's still trying to make it as a writer. Who knows? Maybe we could write a book together called Bonding Through Writing Dylan Record Reviews with Dad. What? Only Bob Dylan is allowed to be an excessively wordy Jew? Holla! Bob Dylan lives. Thank you very much!